This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Oh, thank God it's Friday. I hope some of you have a chance to enjoy the weather today. It's beautiful. I'm going to hijack the show. The Tigers are a wagon, and we're going to get to them at 3 o'clock. But I just, there are certain times. Let me just set this up. For those of you that are at work today, or maybe you are fortunate enough, you have the day off. You ever have a day where you learn things about your coworkers and then you kind of feel like, wait, like, am I the last of the Mohegans? Like, am I an alien? Pre-show today. Look, I spend more time with these guys than my own family. I mean, when you work in this line of work, and you guys know it, you're in an office environment, you got your people you work with, you know a lot about them. Like, I know David, Enrico, Kenny, Evan. I know these people. But there are always moments where I find things out and I go, wait, what? All I said to start this, because we had the show planned and Tiger baseball, and we're ready to roll. So you're just shooting the breeze. I made one comment. I'm like, yeah, I got a power wash, get my smoker ready for the season. Wish I could do a brisket, but they're a pain in the ass to find. Oh, my God. It was like five parakeets out here, people. Because come to find out, every member of this show except me, and two people on this show have multiple memberships. Apparently, I'm the only guy on planet Earth who's not a Costco member. And I mean, I went through judgment here, okay? I was judged. I was harangued. I was mocked.
And now we're going to take the 20-second time out. You were not judged. You were not. No.
Looked at me like I had a banana hanging off my head.
No, I had to just basically discredit some of the things that you thought happened there. Like, I don't need a pallet of pickles.
It's like, I thought they were for big families only.
I judged them.
Thank you.
I did.
Well, and see, then I just wanted to get rid of the disinformation. Like, Mike, it's not like that. Like, and then I got to come home with all of this stuff. So,
yeah. But here's my thing. What you guys have really put out there is, you're not a man if you don't belong to Costco. That's the vibe I got.
That's what you got.
That's my takeaway.
Okay.
But you were like, oh, no, Mike, there's just briskets flying around the place, ribs, pork butt, custom steaks. And I'm like, wait, I thought it was a place you went and picked up 24 jars of mayonnaise. Like, I never realized. Dude, I drive by the Costco and I'm like, oh, F that. I mean, it looks like a zoo. But you guys are like, oh, no. What do you mean you don't have a membership? Evan can't even stand having a child. And Evan's like, look, the only thing that makes my life tolerable right now is Costco. David has memberships to multiple. You have memberships to multiple. The fact that Kenny Cott has a member, that's where I'm drawing the line. Because Kenny has no responsibilities. I mean, please.
I mean, his responsibility just went up today.
What happened?
Today's birthday. He's over 30 now.
Oh, it's your Bert Kenny.
So he has to have the membership now because he's in the club.
Kenny.
I'm 30.
I'm a man.
I'm a man.
Cutscene. All right. So here's my question. Am I the only person without one of these things? Like Metro Detroit, like grill, smokers, man stuff. Is Costco the key? Like, am I missing out?
It is.
I'll join. I don't really want to talk to people.
And if that's the case, you want to join the other one. You want to join Sam's because you don't have to talk to people.
Is there a tier system, like an elitism to warehouse shopping?
It's called scan and go. As you pick up, you scan, you keep going. You don't stop walking. Go straight to the door.
I would love a membership to a place where talking wasn't allowed.
That's it.
That's what I really want.
That's it right there.
I want to get in. I want to get out.
Because if not, you're stuck. The only thing about Costco, you're stuck in the lines when you check out.
Oh, and that's the worst. Because the lines,
forget about it.
The lines turn into the commercials, don't turn into your parents. People feel a need to talk. We don't need to talk. We're in line. I don't care what's in your cart. You know, I hope you have a wonderful day.
The bathroom code is 857.
Oh, you're from Oklahoma, huh?
Yeah, they don't call them clean bikes.
People, we're going to get to the Tigers, but I'm hijacking this for a minute. The fact, Powers, Rico, David, Kenny, Evan, and then there's me. I was blown away. I had no idea the memberships were as pervasive as they are. And then your judgment has me leaning on joining.
Wow. Get the scan and go. You connect it to your phone. You buy everything. You charge it on your card. You keep going.
And you talk to no one.
You talk to no. The only thing you'll hear is you say thank you as you walk out the door when they let you go through.
Listen, I want to know. The way you guys made me feel is you're not living right if you don't have this membership. And you're not a man.
It's a little bit of a cheat code.
Mike's more focused on not talking. He doesn't care about the groceries. He's more focused on talking to the fewest people possible.
Okay, but Kenny, on this one, I feel it's why I choose one over the other. It's like, oh, I got to go to Costco to get this.
Well, and then we all know David's favorite is BJ's.
Yeah, they have free curbside pickup.
He's got a BJ in Canton, a BJ in Clawson.
No, I thought that place was closed.
It's never that, closed with David.
That place opened up. BJ's opened up when I was in high school in New York. I thought that place was out of business, and David's like, oh, no.
Yeah, they start expanding. There's now a few now in Michigan.
What is it, closed at what, 3 a.m. for you?
Okay, that's rude. Listen.
No comment.
Listen, I know they sell a lot of grits.
Nope. Yeah. Great grits.
Listen to me. Here's my question. Man guide for the summer. The must-have man guide from the Costco, BJ's, Sam's Club trio. Rico, I'll join if I can talk to limited people. Because when I'm running errands, I'm Ivan Drago. I'm on a mission. I don't want to be here. Yeah. I don't want to be doing what I'm doing. The whole object when you're running errands is to get them done and return to your domicile in peace.
See, here's what will help you. Most people are out looking at different things. So unless you go with somebody, nobody's really talking in there. The only time you're talking is if you need something and then you ask the salesperson, hey, can you tell me where this is? Other than that, it ain't a whole lot of talking. Now, once you get at the end in the line, just don't go on a Saturday.
How does this? Well, see, there's the problem. Well, I mean, okay.
Go noted. In the morning. Go before the show.
Correct.
That I can do.
Don't go on a Saturday.
Okay, noted.
That's
a
death wish.
Part of why I never joined it. A, I don't have 17 kids like David. And B, every time I drive by one of these places, you'd think they're giving it away for free.
I will also give you real information here, okay? No jokes. BJ's also has the scanning.
Oh, they do?
They also have that. No jokes.
No, and the other thing.
David likes to scan and go, huh?
I don't need to talk to you.
What's your name? Don't care.
Get out.
But yeah, or Mike, you go at right before they close. And all at right. that point.
But you're telling me at all times, especially for smoking season, briskets are always available.
Yeah.
Briskets pork butts, are available. Ribs.
Burgers, whatever.
Okay.
And they have all, if you got a vacuum sealer, even better. Because you
I don't.
Oh my god! Yeah, because I like.
Oh, good. More judgment from Rico. Here we go.
And then, and on top of that, the gasoline, like 30 cents cheaper.
I mean, it's, you know what this sounds like, people? It sounds like a cult. I mean, but between the way you guys are talking, Evan has been miserable all week. Evan, true happiness was when he discovered, A, I didn't have a membership, and all you guys did. And he can't shut up about it. So we're going to get to the Tigers because they're a freight train. But we're doing this first. Why? Because I'm stunned, but I want to know truly, like, am I the only person without a Costco membership? And also, man buys. I need to know, like, what is the stuff that is necessary here? Don't send me there and be like, my God, 36 jars of pickles. Nobody wants that. I just want a brisket. I just want things for the smoker that are not readily available, or you got to call ahead for at grocery stores. But am I weird that I don't have one of these? Because these guys make me feel like I'm out of my mind.
Yeah, weird. I just kind of assume that
everybody.
You made an assumption.
No, that's nice.
No, Mike, here's the thing. I thought I was the last one.
But you have a membership to all three.
No, he does.
I can't keep track.
No, I got the membership, it was like right around 2020 or like right before. And I thought, I'm the last guy to get this. And it's
but
like,
what are you buying pallets of?
I'm not buying pallets of anything. Mike, you don't have to buy pallets.
You don't.
You could go in and buy whatever you want. Like, if I need three things, I'll go and buy three things.
They need better advertising. For years, I've just thought out if you rolled in, you'd walk out with 17 pounds of roast turkey. I don't need that. I'm not raising Swiss Family Robinson.
You can get one.
Right.
I never knew. I never even thought they'd allow me in that place. I thought it was for people who drive minivans only.
And then you know what, David? Before you walk out, Mike, you have to stop and get a slice of Costco pizza.
I will
that
not.
That is very
That's,
true.
Okay, no. Very absolutely true. Not.
Or the beef, Frank.
No. David, no. That's what Kenny does, okay?
It's good, man.
You got to get a slice.
It's good.
I'm going to get to the people. Tiger baseball's coming up at 3 because they're a wagon, and we want to talk about levels of belief, but then what's the least believable thing about this team? We're going to do a ton with the Tigers today. We've got a lot of great sports stuff, but I'm sorry that I'm not sorry. Today's been a day of discovery for me. We're going to get to these phone calls, and we're going to do it next. What a moment. Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Tiger baseball conversation coming up at 3. We'll get a little NFL factor fiction at 2:45. I've discovered I'm Matt Damon in The Martian. I'm the only person without a Costco membership. And it's the kickoff to smoking season. Who are we kidding? It's man season. It's going to be nice. Power washers coming out this weekend. And these guys looked at me like I was insane because I don't have a Costco membership. So that could happen. You didn't tell me it was basically a barbecue supply store.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm not looking at you, David. I'm looking at you and Kenny. And by the way, guys behind the glass, if you happen to purchase a large assortment of meat and you cut it up at home, you can vacuum seal it, put it in your deep freezer.
Do you own stock in this company?
When you're ready, you don't. It's already there. It's already at the house. You can pre-season it.
Let me guess. They sell a vacuum sealer at Costco.
They actually
yes,
do.
They
yeah,
do.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
This is some kind of like
in the bags.
This is some kind of makeup scam from the 80s. Like Rico's getting people to buy these things and he gets
Amway.
A cut.
Okay.
What was that called?
Amway.
No.
It
was in the 80s. It was when like my grandmother was
Avon?
Yes, Avon calling. Some kind of Rico scheme. Let's go to Anthony.
I'm here for you, buddy.
Anthony, what's going on, buddy?
All right, before I get started, I want to apologize for yesterday.
Oh, Ant, you're good. You were comfortable. You're just like me. That's how I talk off the air. Don't worry. You're fine.
I'm pretty sure you say a lot worse. But
yeah, we wanted to keep you on.
Yeah, but I have all three.
Sam's
Club. I have Costco. And, you know, my wife is from New York. I thought it was my birthday because she asked me, did you want to go to BJ's? I didn't know what that was.
Wait, so Anthony, let me guess. You calling all your boys, hey, I can't come out tonight.
Yeah.
Got plans with the wife.
I can't get on Call of Duty tonight, man. You know what I mean?
She come home, Luther playing in the background. Like, we going to the store, baby.
All right, hold on.
I was about to buy. I was about to buy the earrings. She was about to, you know what I mean? But I thought Mike Valente was one of those guys that go to Costco because as much he loves being at home, I thought he stack up on stuff so he don't have to go outside. But the working back or when he traveled back home to New York.
No, and so it was just something I always thought it was for people with 17 kids, but these guys are telling me it's fantastic.
No, for my family, I'm the one that hosts everything. So Costco, Sam's Club, BJ's, all of that, all my go-to stores.
Okay. But,
for like all my smoking stuff, I got a propane smoker. Don't judge me. I don't know how to do barbecue.
Anthony, let me tell you something. All right, for years, I did it the old school way. Best thing I ever did was get a pellet smoker. You know why? I have a life. And it's really...
You can control it.
Yeah, I ain't trying to get up at 3 in the morning to manage a fire. What am I, Rip Van Winkle?
Exactly.
Come on. No, Anthony, don't let anyone judge you for that.
For me, I go to Cattleman's and get they got like specials where you could pay like $400 or $500, and that lasts me from like spring to like, I want to say like Halloween or even later, like before I get like steaks and all that. But I go to Costco for like my cleaner products, my bread, my paper towel and all that stuff, and get gas sometimes, but I'll go to Kroger for that.
Hey, Anthony, you ever made it down to Eastern Market?
See, I'm still young, so I sleep in. I don't get up.
No, Anthony, like no. Rookie mistake. You never go to Eastern Market on the weekend. Go during the week. It's open. They just don't tell you it's open. It's open.
Look at this.
Yeah, but...
Anthony, you will... It will take you more time to park the car than to get your stuff done.
Noted. Let's go to Tom. He's up now. I mean, this is a journey of discovery. Tommy, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, man, I'll give you the hookup, Mike.
What do you got?
Costco has the best meat, bar none, anywhere. I shop there every day for people. They get this. You can get it delivered. You don't even have to go to the store. They got Reggiano. They have, like, imported prosciutto. They've got everything you need.
Tommy, rewind for a minute. Costco delivers?
Well, yeah, you get on Instacart, and you place your order.
And Tommy will show up.
Oh, and man.
Yeah, whoever you.
Oh, yeah. Man. Tommy, I'll leave the envelope right out front. I mean, you. Yeah. If you're telling me I can avoid all the Karens and their 17 kids,
you can get like 13 pounds of that oregano.
Yeah. No, it's Reggiano. It's Reggiano, not Oregano.
But. Tommy, just let him go. He's having a real good time today. There you go. Tommy, I appreciate it. This could be exciting for me. Because like I said, this whole conversation was sparked. I go, look, I'm going to end up doing ribs this weekend. I prefer to do a brisket. But you can't, you know, they're hard to find. They're a pain in the ass. Oh, here comes Rico, David, Evan, like a bunch of vultures, parakeets. Should have gone to Costco. I'm like, I don't have a membership. And then forget it. The DJ scratch happened. Somebody dropped a plate in the back of the building. I'm like, I don't have one. Sorry.
It's okay. We're here for you.
Do they sell the Jameis Winston cold cuts?
The gabagoo?
No one actually says it that way. You do realize this, right?
No.
No real Italian person speaks that way. Maybe in like Jersey.
I heard it on The Sopranos.
That's not real. None of that is real. They are actors, Rico. Let's go to Darius 97.1. Darius, what's going on, buddy?
Mike, man, you are tripping, bro. Listen, I have both. I got Sam's Club and I got Costco. Sam's Club is cool because, yeah, you can go in there and scan and go. You don't have to talk to nobody because you don't like to, you know, if you don't want to talk to anybody. But the last caller was right, man. Now, Instacart is everything. You can definitely order online, order through your phone, and get it delivered right to your house. I got the meat department at Costco is second to none. They got, like, wine, all types of liquor. Like Rico said, pizza. Like, Costco is the way, bro. You got to get on it.
All right, now, Darius, here's the thing. This is my one thing. Who the hell goes to the store looking to talk to people? Like, this isn't a me thing, is it? Like, who wants to socialize at Costco? Your job is to go out. Your mission is what's on the list. And to return home. It's no different than Delta Force, minus guns.
The only thing about Costco, for real, is that it's super busy.
See?
Like, it's hard to get around the store. If they open at 10, there's a line outside at 9:45, like a club scene. It's crazy.
Hold on. That's the executive membership. You can go in at 8.
Excuse me?
The executive
membership. No, that's Sam's Club. That's Sam's Club. You can go in at 8 with the executive, but at Costco, they open at 10.
No, you
don't. You can get in early.
You can get in early at Costco, too.
Oh, Darius, it sounds like you need an upgrade.
Well, I mean, the only one you can get in early at like 7 a.m. is the business center in Southfield, but they don't have like, you know, they have very limited things in there for sure.
Oh, yeah, you got to get the Rico deal. He shows up 24/7. They let him right through the back door.
I'm like, yeah, you can go to the business center, Mike, and you get half a lamb.
No one needs half a lamb. See, this is
what kept... It's in the freezer. It's like a half a lamb.
Oh, hold on. Hey, Kenny. Kenny, ready? Hey, you ever consider a vacuum sealer?
You know, I never thought I'd be more of an adult than Mike, and here we are.
You son of
a... Kenny, very adult. Very adult.
I hope the Red Wings keep the 13th.
As they say, happy birthday. Birthday's very happy. Very adult.
So good.
Thanks, Kenny. Let's go to Scotty, 97.1. Scott, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. Rico, you just came on my parade, but I'm telling you, I'm going to break this down. Okay, first of all, you know, Monday morning, Mike's going to come in with a Kirkland T-shirt on. You know that, right?
I know. Is that Kirkland?
He's going to walk in. He's going to have the one that actually says Kirkland, you know, or the sweatshirt. He's going to be in there.
Scotty, I'll be handing out briskets like Oprah. Free samples.
He's gonna be seeing the sample ladies. He's like, wait, this is a real job?
Next thing you know, like, what's your name, sample lady?
No, but honestly, Mike, I treat it like a business. It's a business move. It's a business decision. I walk in, I walk out. I have my the things that I need. I get them and I'm out.
That's it.
But I'm telling you, here's the thing. They're poo pooing. Don't poo poo it. The business. I'm going to get killed for this because it's a little secret.
Okay.
The business center is the way to go. If you want meat, the business center is the way to go. It's open at 8 in the morning to like 5 in the night. It's never busy. There's like 3 people in there because everybody orders their stuff. They have all kinds of meat that's already prepackaged. If you're having like a party and you want, I don't know, 5 pounds or 6 pounds, 10 pounds of ground beef. They've got it already in. It looks like a big salami. It's already there. The briskets are already prepackaged there. They're ready to go. The cooler looks like it's probably like, I don't know, 6,000-7,000 square foot.
Oh my God.
Just that size. And it's all cold. You can get a whole, I mean, these are things that you don't need, right? But you don't need a whole block of Parmesan cheese, but they have a whole round, a whole wheel.
Yeah,
see, that you can get in there.
Scotty, that's what kept me away from that place for years. Like even Rico pre-show, he's like, "Well, you can get a whole hog if you want." I'm like, "What am I, Mo Kayson? You look like you do a whole roast."
Mike, we're a family of three. I shop there twice a month.
Okay. Scotty, listen, I'm pumped up. I mean, you're being nice about it. You should have seen the way these guys treated me pre-show. It was a disgrace.
Trust me, it was warranted, Scotty. You should see how he treats us.
Listen, I'm excited.
I need you to buy a Kirkland shirt, too.
Get the hat as well.
Yes. We'll get to Tiger Baseball 3. Don't worry, guys. We haven't lost our minds. But it's the kickoff to smoking season, and I just apparently everything I would go to three or four places for is available at a Costco, Sam's, or BJ's.
And in all serious, like because I know you don't really care to go out in public, I just kind of assumed you had that.
No, I'm not Batman. It's just, I'll give you an example. If you're going to a place that is not a fun zone, the grocery store is not fun.
Right.
No one has fun at the grocery store. No. So when people are there and they're walking around, like if they walk too fast, they're going to lose their bowels. It annoys me. When people want to be social at the grocery store, also annoying. None of us are here for fun. It's not about being out.
No, but see, I thought you would just go there, stock up. So one trip and you're set for the summer.
I never realized they sold these things. You just told me they're selling pellets 50 pounds for $20. I mean, these are some unbelievable options. I never knew. I go to the hardware store to buy pellets.
Really? Oh.
Yeah. Hello? I never realized. I thought you needed to be David and have 18 kids.
Now I'm judging.
And David, here's...
judging me because that's the only place I could get pellets.
No. Because there's so much better...
Well, I didn't know, Captain Fertility. I didn't know.
Go to BJ's.
David, you know what?
I mean, Jesus.
Here's what he's going to say. I got stock. Yeah, and then my griddle, I bought off-season for like little to nothing.
Oh, and I bought a vacuum seal. All right.
The griddle, that was life-changing.
Okay. We'll get to the calls. Then we're going to do some football and some Tigers. But listen.
Yeah, well, let's just do this for a second. Let's go.
Okay. I don't know that that's the way forward.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep, that's how I was made to feel pre-show, since I was the only guy without a Costco membership. But we're on a journey of self-discovery. We will get to Tiger Baseball at 3 o'clock. We got some NFL fact or fiction. But I just, if you're just tuning in and going, what the heck, why is the word Costco on the air? It's simple. This, to me, is the kickoff to summer, meaning power wash season, get my smoker in order. It's time to get the meats going. Like, that's something that just, not everybody, but I enjoy doing in the summer. You're putzing around a backyard, you get some ribs or a brisket on. All I said is, yeah, briskets are a pain in the ass to find. Oh, these guys, like a bunch of canaries over here. Go to Costco. So then I realized I was the only guy in this building who didn't have a membership. So we're wrapping with you guys just briefly about, A, some of the life hacks, but B, what are some of the man products that are necessary here? I didn't realize they had a whole grill division. Yeah. You have to understand, I would drive by and you just see the carnage. You see a sea of Astro vans or church buses like David drives. And I never thought I'd be invited into Costco or Sam's or BJ's.
Yeah, grill division.
Heck. Never knew.
TVs.
Never knew.
You name it.
Never knew. None of this.
Yeah, pharmacy. You can get tires. Eye exams.
Actually, you can get some pretty good tires.
What about vacuum sealers? All right, David, tickets.
Hey, you're laughing.
I'm not laughing. I know I'm going to end up getting one of these stupid things because it does make sense. David, go ahead.
And it burns you that I made sense, right?
It does.
Someone says, yep, grilling vacuum sealed steaks and chicken for dinner tonight.
Because then I think about buying the 12 pounds of boneless ribeye, cutting them myself at the width that I want, mm-hmm. vacuum seal them, and then they're ready for reverse searing anytime I want.
Mm-hmm. I just turned 18 and got my Costco membership. 2 days later, it's a necessity for cheap gas, food, and court food. Bulk products are actually the greatest.
See, again, I just always thought it was a place people rolled out and came home with 50 jars of pickles. That never seemed like anything I needed.
And when you vacuum seal, a little hint, write the date on it.
Very true.
Thank you.
You'll thank me later. Someone says, I heard David's dentist has a side job at BJ's. Sam's Club Scan and Go is the best. BJ's is too small, so they choose Sam's Club over BJ's.
Okay.
You would love Sam's Club. See, I can't even read an actual text about BJ's. I can't even do it now.
But how are the grits?
Please just read something.
You would love Sam's Club, Mike. Great meats, and you don't talk to anyone.
Yeah, and again, I don't think I'm different in that regard. I just think it's Rico busting my balls. It is not, you are not to socialize at a grocery store. You're on a mission. Get in and get out.
Well, this comes full circle from Noah. I'm literally walking into Costco right now, listening on the Odyssey app. Well, good for him.
Go get yourself 12 pounds of prime rib. Go
ahead.
Got his
headphones on and listen to us.
Right, he's locked in. Noah's on a mission. Noah ain't got time. And no, I don't need your life story. I don't need to know why you're here today. And I don't need a deal from seven aisles over. Save it all.
But get friendly with the butcher. Because maybe, no. Maybe they'll slice things how you like.
I'll take care of that. Okay. Well, hey, with my vacuum sealer.
It's already pre-cut when you get on.
Go to Dave, 97.1. Dave, what's up, pal?
Great to talk to you guys. I am an elite plus executive member at the Holy Triumvirate, all three of them.
Oh, my.
They all pay for themselves. I'm not going to get – your callers are going to cover everything. But let me tell you, I had one little secret. And it's mostly for everyone who doesn't have a direct line to Derek Stevens like you do, Mike. But Costco travel, okay? I've booked amazing trips. I've had private drivers in Berlin saying Guten Tag to me, all booked through Costco.
What?
It is an amazing feature. I recommend everyone get executive memberships and look at the travel deals, whether it's boats, airfare, hotels, you name it. They got it.
So I'm Dave,
a different angle to this.
When did that start?
It's as you walk out, it's like all the different brochures of things that they offer.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's been there since I signed up a decade ago.
Unbelievable. David, tremendous phone call. I don't know what to say. I never realized Costco was basically a country club. It's like a social circle for Rico and David. What?
I don't use all that. I don't use Costco travel, but options there.
We know what else you don't use.
Skipping that aisle.
Yeah, clearly. Signed minivan. Let's go over to Rob, 97.1. Rob, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, I wanted to make sure that you got this 411 on Costco.
Yes.
You know, restaurant quality beef. If you like to go to a steak joint, it'll pay for itself. You don't want to pay $160 for you and your wife or your girl. It just... maybe $40, and you did the deal. And you got an extra couple of steaks to go with it. Restaurant quality. Because I used to haul beef over the road at the slaughterhouses, bring it to many, many markets around the United States. I found that this was a high quality and a very good bakery, very good prepared foods. That's just want to underline
all
that.
Rob, appreciate it. The whole conversation was all about summer and smoking and meats. So, yeah, you're right on point. I mean, Rob, I'm going to join this just for that, to be honest. That if I feel like smoking a brisket, or even if I'm giving a half of it away to somebody I know or whatever, I know I can just go pick it up and it's there. I'm blown away. Then you got Rico's lifestyle section. We got guys calling in. They're hiring cab drivers from Costco. I don't know what's going on.
We're here for you, man.
I, Oh, and don't forget your vacuum sealer. Why do I feel like when I approach this thing, there's going to be a picture of Rico on the display?
It's like, yeah. It's like the George Foreman.
I'm going to do it. I am.
You know what? Had I known, your birthday's a while. Yeah, I would have just said, you know what, Mike? Here's a vacuum sealer. Don't worry about it.
Look.
You'll probably burn that thing out.
Okay. Listen, well, now that I have access to like half a cow on a casual Thursday morning, maybe it's a necessity.
Yeah, but when you wake up that morning saying, you know what?
But here's my question. Yeah. What the hell's Kenny buying at Costco?
Anything you want. Mike, I'm actually proud of you. You're all grown up now.
Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
Thanks, pal.
The Admiral.
Is that where you buy, like, do you buy, like, gasoline barrels of Admiral?
Their Kirkland stuff is really good. It's basically like the regular liquor you can buy anywhere, except it's just in a different bottle.
It's their brand on it.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's just a different label on the front of it.
Wait a minute. Are you being for real?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Kirkland liquor is big name brand. And they also have a deal that they can slap Kirkland on it,
and it's cheaper than buying, you know, like, well, I'm not going to buy Ciroc on a weekend, you know.
It's, now, it's are you only a Costco member because of the booze?
No, we groceries, anything you need, you will find there.
Okay,
vacuum sealer included.
I just somehow imagine Kenny rolling up in like one of those pickups with the 2x4s on the back, and he just putting barrels in his truck. Kenny's like a bootlegger from The Untouchables.
I don't like how this show is painting me today.
I have to tell you. We've known you how long? You gave us plenty of brushes. It's true. All right. Well, that's that. Guys, I do appreciate it. This was a real journey of discovery. I'm going to join. I don't want to hear about a vacuum sealer again. Maybe.
I tell you what. You're like, okay, I bought one.
Just everybody calm down.
David, I can just see the text one Saturday morning. Okay, I bought it.
It finally happened. I did it. Okay,
you did it.
You win.
Hope you're happy. Wyatt Langford.
No, whoa. Listen, I'm not sure at this point anything makes a difference because the Tigers have 9 Babe Ruths the way they're playing. We'll get to them at 3.
Max Clark went to Costco today.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's get to NFL Fact or Fiction.
I thought he was going to say Max Clark went to the corner store.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? Wyatt Langford has an executive Costco card. Max Clark stands in the parking lot of Costco.
Oh, my.
He went to the Clark station.
We're done. All right, let's touch the table on some football with a little Fact or Fiction, please.
I enjoy Rico's segment so much that I stole it from him. Well, just for today.
Okay.
Fact or Fiction. First one. Did we crown C.J. Stroud too soon?
Yes, I'm guilty. Anytime somebody walks into the league and performs the way he does, you think it's just going to be linear. But I should have known better because I'm the jackass who's always like, development isn't linear. And he took a huge step back last year. He just did. So I will say guilty as charged, yes.
I'm going to say fiction. I think that he lost a lot of receivers and things just got very difficult for him, especially by the end of the year. He just didn't have any targets. Tank Dell will be back tomorrow, though, I heard.
Fact or fiction, Tank Dell will return in 3 weeks. So, sorry. Fact or fiction, the Dolphins have more than a Tua problem.
Oh, 100%.
That's fact.
Stephen Ross is an awful owner. Instability in that front office for years on end. And a roster that is really poorly constructed. I mean, they have some sizzle, but they lack stake. And they've just put their money in the wrong places. So I'm going to say, yeah, top down. You can't be that bad of an organization without saying that you have a bad owner.
Yeah. I mean, I would even go before the days of Ross. I mean, they've always been sizzle, no stake. I mean, going back to the days of Dan Marino, you were like, guys, if you ever got a running back, you'd be a pretty good team. Nah, don't need it. It's like, they are operating in their own world, and they just feel like, well, because we play down in the sunshine, this is going to be the greatest place ever, and we host Super Bowls. But the team, it underwhelms every year, David.
Fact or fiction, it will take at least 2 years for Travis Hunter to become a player of impact for the Jags.
Damn well better not, or everyone's going to be out of a job. I'll say fiction. I mean, if you want to say a two-way impact, maybe. But he's either got the chops to play corner or not. And you know right away with those if you're taking that high. Agree?
I agree with you, but I'm going to say, you're saying fact or fit, it's going to take 2 years. Dave, I'm going to say that's a fact because I don't think they're going to start him off at corner. I think that Trevor Lawrence is going to walk in the room and demand, I need him as a wide receiver. And not to say he's going to waste a year, but it won't get that development he needs as a corner.
You didn't see this? He's already got the two jersey numbers. He's going to wear like 12 on defense and 21 on offense.
Just turn it inside out.
I'm being serious.
Are you serious?
Yes. They're playing him day one, two-way. Oh, they didn't. Listen, Justin Timberlake, their GM, did not trade all those picks for him. Oh, no, he's going to play. Buckle up.
That's why I say two years. They're going to stop the game so he could change jerseys.
I'm just telling you how it's going
to
go.
You know how difficult those jerseys are to get on and off? Good luck with that.
Fact or fiction, the Rams are the best team in the NFC West.
I'm going to say fact. I don't buy Rico's team anymore. So I'll say fact. He'll say fiction.
I'm going to say fiction, David. I'm going to give it one last run. Reading the reports, I think it'll come down between the Rams and the Niners. If the NFL is smart, they would make that like the final game of the year winner, kind of like the Lions-Vikings last year. I like Stafford. I'm just not sold on Stafford.
We've had an offseason full of Bengals news. They've re-signed a bunch of players, and they still have the Trey Hendrickson problem. So, fact or fiction, Trey Hendrickson will not play in the NFL this season.
I'm going to say fiction. I think on principle's sake, it sounds good to say I'm going to miss training camp. I'm not going to be there in the summer. But once you start missing game checks, things hit a little harder. You start missing game checks, and now the family starts saying, hey, dad, can we do this? Well, no, because dad's not making any money right now. So I think that he may sit out the entire summer camp, but I think, and maybe even a game or two, but after that, David, he's going to come back and play reluctantly, but I think he'll play.
Damn it, he's right. He said everything.
Vacuum sealer.
Vacuum sealer.
All right, next one. This one's for the Bears here. Rookies, comparing the rookies. Luther Burton will have a more immediate impact for the Bears' offense than their first-round pick, Colston Loveland.
Everything with Luther's attitude. Look, I think the way Ben Johnson schemes it up and the way that offense is going to work, the Sam LaPorta rookie year comp, I'll say fiction. I still think Loveland, provided he's healthy, will have the bigger impact. Luther Burden's got to prove he's a professional. Because he went from being a top 10 overall pick to just detonating his draft stock because he acted like a bleep hole at Mizzou this last year.
I'm going to say fiction as well, David, because there's a lot of comparables. Mike talked about LaPorta, rookie year. And with Luther Burden, does it sound like a certain wide receiver we have here? Took him a couple years before he finally became that guy.
And that's why I was asking, because of the speed factor, but the other factor could be.
It took, you know, he was suspended, he was hurt, he was this, he was that. And then finally it worked out. And then I think, too, that they already have receivers there. You got Odunze. But Loveland, I think, that's going to be Ben Johnson's toy. And for those who do the fantasy stuff, you probably want to draft him because I think he's going to see a lot of balls thrown his way.
The New York Jets have a new quarterback. So Justin Fields, fact or fiction, will play well enough to get a Sam Darnold-like contract extension.
Wow. I'm going to say fiction. I know this is Rico's dying love. This is Titanic. This is Rose and DiCaprio in the water. You take it away with Fields. I'm done.
David, I'm going to say yes, because if it doesn't work here, then Mike was right the whole time and I was wrong. I backed the wrong horse. I think he's going to have every opportunity there because he's not going to have any competition. And he's going to have that little bit of a honeymoon period as well that I don't think the Jets fans are going to be expecting Super Bowl right now. New coach, new quarterback. Can we be decent? Can we compete and be competitive? If he does, I don't know if he's going to have the 14-3 year like Sam Darnold. I think that you won't see again, but I think he can get the second contract.
This is NFL overall. We have, it feels like 50 games overseas this season. A significant injury will happen to a star, and the NFL will back away from international games in the future.
Fiction. Significant injury happened day first game in Brazil. Pretty much tanked the Packers' season. Jordan Love was never right last year after that game. And I think it happened like on like the final or one of the last plays of the game, and they're still doing it. So the money is there. The NFL is next man up. Okay, find another quarterback or find another star player. But so long as the money is there to go overseas and play, I don't see them ever backing down.
I mean, there's nothing to add. Rico, vacuum sealer. He wins. It's true. Everything he said is true. What the hell am I going to say?
I mean, if you ever were going to do that, David, last year was the case where that field was horrible. They shouldn't have been. I mean, remember, they were even talking about, well, you know, you can't wear green because that may be some colors and it may cause violence.
Yeah, some issue, yeah.
So what do? You put two teams who wear green in a game where you're not supposed to be wearing green.
Whoops.
NFL doesn't care.
That is your NFL fact or fiction.